You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The government has proposed to increase speed limits across Aotearoa as a response to Labor's reduction and bans on increasing limits. They've also opted not to go ahead with any of the recommendations from the 2023 Local Government Review, which aimed to improve local government and local government elections. I spoke to Shane Henderson from Auckland Council about increasing speed limits in Auckland and the improvements local government still needs. Do you support the government's intentions to increase speed limits?
No, and I think that the Auckland Council submission is fairly clear about where we stand as a council. And I sort of in particular spoke quite strongly in the debate around the need to follow evidence-based approaches whenever we're talking about speed limits, right? So it's true, the faster you go, the bigger the mess. And when we're talking about things like around school zones, we're talking about our most vulnerable Aucklanders, our young children, that use it not just in school pick-up and drop-off, but the whole day and everywhere else. And they need to be protected. And we've had far too many deaths and serious injuries in this city. We're one of the worst in the Western world. And so it's incredibly important that we actually retain the speed limits that are safer. So no, I don't support what's been put through.
There has been some discussion Simeon Brown is not considering public feedback on this proposal with an open mind. Has he been listening to council feedback?
Yeah, I can't sort of comment on the minister's sort of decision-making processes, but what I can say is I'd urge the government to look at the actual data and the actual evidence, which is very clear on safety procedures around transport. And also, of course, the feedback from the public has been very strong. I've been listening in particular to school principals who have been, some of the biggest advocates for safety and slow speed zones. And so these are the sort of people we need to listen to and make our decision based on that. So, yeah, I can't comment on his processes, but those are mine anyway.
Submissions close on the bill today. Are you encouraging people to submit?
Oh, 100%. We've seen, you know, even in a long-term plan process we did recently this year, changes as a result of public feedback. You know, I'm a firm believer of democracy and of the power of the public to change things. And so, you know, you have to be. And so I would encourage everybody to put in their submission as best they can.
And what did your own submission include?
Yeah, so we don't do individual ones as councillors. We sign up to the Auckland Council ones. But our submission as a council was very strong in terms of not just the sort of speed zone situation that I've discussed, but also local democracy and the ability of local residents to decide what to do with their own roads that their own rate money pays for. So, you know, this is really important that we preserve that as a ideal as well.
And the government has said they won't continue with any of the recommendations made by the Local Government Review Panel. Did Auckland Council support many of these?
Yeah, there was sort of mixed feedback from the council around sort of the details and the ins and outs of it. But I think the most important element for me of the future for local government review proposals are the funding and financing situations, right? I've talked at length about how the property rate system is just not fit for purpose in 2024 to fund local services. And councils are forced across the country with ever-increasing rates simply to maintain what we have. We've just got to think differently, and we've got to think of a better way. So the review was really strong with that, and council supported that. And so to have that thrown out with all the other proposals, I thought was really disappointing.
Will council be pushing for the changes you believe to be necessary to go ahead?
Yeah, we'll continue to push that. So things like GST on your property rates, you know, that's a tax on a tax. And if we were to have that returned, at least a portion of it returned to local government, that'll make a huge difference to the public financing and running the city. And that's one of the proposals that we're going to push very hard, and we have done so for many years.
What about the more controversial recommendations, such as lowering the voting age to 16 for local elections?
Yeah, these are the ones that were a bit more mixed and a bit more controversial, even at our level of local government as well. And plenty of my colleagues had issue with that, and I kind of respect their opinion. Just speaking personally, I'm a huge supporter of lowering the voting age. I think that, you know, allowing 16-year-olds up to stand in public life also really helps with voter turnout as they go through their life. The evidence shows that. So, and obviously they have the most stake. They got the most skin in the game in how the city is run because they're going to live in it longer than the rest of us, right? So that's kind of my personal view. But I respect that there are colleagues even at my table that have different views.
Does more need to be done on that vein to support increasing voter turnout in local elections?
100%. So the more turnout we have and the more engagement we have with the public, the better decisions we make because we can reflect what the public actually want. And when you vote in people like me, I can be given a stronger mandate to sort of say that I do actually represent the views broadly of my community. And, you know, I'm very conscious about that personally myself. So we've got to really push that hard. But how you do it is a continuing challenge, and I don't think across the world we've really sought the answers just yet, but we got to keep going.
Do you see the government doing any work in the space?
Yeah, ideas are turned around like civics education, which is kind of a government proposal that could be rolled out. And I'd be really interested to see in the evidence of how that applies to a local government election and that kind of scenario. But that's certainly something that I would support us exploring, definitely. That's one of the things the government could do.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson on increasing speed limits and the 2023 review into local government. The setting of speed limits 2024 public consultation process closes at midnight tonight and can be found online at consult.transport.govt.nz.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.